The medicinal marijuana business in Australia is booming. The Victorian-based Can Group was the first company to get a research licence last year, and Chief Executive Peter Croc says both the domestic and foreign markets are big.
It's going to be a big industry, there's no question about that. We've seen Canada is a big market already, and there are 35 million people in Canada. They already have close to 200,000 patients registered for medicinal cannabis there. We've seen in the last 12 months Germany has come online, so they've added medicinal cannabis to the equivalent of their PBS system.
After giving imports the go-ahead a year ago, the Turnbull government now wants to let Australian businesses export medicinal marijuana products. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the main aim is to help secure a more stable supply by boosting the local market.
This will help both Australian patients and Australian farmers. We have some of the best farmers in the world. We have the most secure conditions for the production of medicinal cannabis in the world.
Medicinal marijuana was legalised in 2016, subject to state and territory regulations. Oils, patches, sprays, lozenges and tablets are used to treat a variety of conditions, including chemotherapy-induced nausea, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis and other chronic pain. But many users have continued buying supplies illegally because there are still major obstacles for people trying to access products legally. Greg Hunt says any company exporting its products will be required to make them available to Australian patients first.
Under the new regulations, they will have first right of access. So that's fundamental, that Australian patients come first, but we can do both, helping Australian farmers and manufacturers, but securing the future with the highest grade, highest quality medicinal cannabis for Australian patients.
Mr. Hunt says more than 300 patients have already benefited, but there are still concerns many doctors are unwilling to prescribe medicinal marijuana. Those who do must get proper authorisation to do so. Australian Medical Association President Michael Gannon says there is still scepticism about the benefits.
I think a lot of doctors would be wary about the prescription of medicinal cannabis, and part of that is that the claims made by advocates are sometimes a little bit overblown. Australian doctors will prescribe cannabis when and where there's evidence that it's effective, just like they do for all other medicinal products.
For producers, there is plenty of money to be made. The stock market has already reacted, with the share price for the Can Group surging. Mr. Croc says there is more to come.
It is embryonic here in Australia, but that doesn't mean it's not going to change quickly. So we expect that it will, particularly as medicos get confidence and know that they've got access to a reliable product that's well characterised and understood. The exports allow us to set up at scale now, so we'll be looking to produce product and we have a market that we can deliver that to.
The export ban will be lifted when Parliament resumes next month. Maria Zivic, SBS News.